With world leaders set to attend climate talks in Durban this week, a new study published in the journal Nature Climate Change warns that carbon dioxide emissions are rising faster than ever. The scientists behind the annual report say 2010 had one of the largest increases in emissions in decades. They say the slowing down in emissions caused by the financial crisis has been totally upset by the surge in pollution in 2010. Environment reporter Connor Duffy takes up the story.
Every year, the Global Carbon Project sets out to measure the annual amount of carbon dioxide being pumped into the atmosphere worldwide. Mike Rohrpack from the CSIRO helped write this year's report and says he and other scientists were shocked by the findings, which have been published today in the journal Nature Climate Change.
What it shows is that in 2010, we had an increase in fossil fuel emissions of carbon dioxide of 5.9%. This was a very large number, an unexpectedly high increase, much greater than the average increase through the decade of the 2000s, which has been about 3%, and it cancels out a downturn in emissions the year before.
Mike Rohrpack hopes the findings will add some pressure to the world climate talks underway in South Africa.
The reality that we are not succeeding in producing any downturn in global emissions adds to the urgency of undertaking that task.
Mike Rohrpack says the world is more than halfway to reaching a trillion tonnes of carbon in the atmosphere, a figure regarded as being the threshold for dangerous climate change.
At current rates, including the increase in emissions that has been occurring over the last few years and continuing and even accelerating this year, we have about 35 to 40 years to go before we hit that limit of a total of 1 trillion tonnes. So that gives some idea of the urgency of the task of decreasing emissions if the world wants to stay below 2 degrees of warming from pre-industrial times.
The emissions research was partly funded by the Australian Department of Climate Change.
Environment reporter Connor Duffy.